Chapter 3. When the seventh month arrived, the sons of Israel were in their cities, and the people began to gather themselves as one man to Jerusalem. And Jeshua the son of Jehozadak, and his brothers the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers, proceeded to rise up and build the altar of the God of Israel, to offer up burnt sacrifices upon it, according to what is written in the law of Moses, the man of the true God. So they established the altar firmly upon its own site, for fright came upon them because of the peoples of the lands, and they began offering up burnt sacrifices to Jehovah upon it, the burnt sacrifices of the morning and of the evening. Then they held the festival of booths, according to what is written, with the burnt sacrifices day by day in number, according to the rule of what was due each day. And afterward, there was the constant burnt offering, and that for the new moons, and for all the sanctified festival seasons of Jehovah, and for every one that willingly offered a voluntary offering to Jehovah. From the first day of the seventh month on, they started to offer up burnt sacrifices to Jehovah, when the foundation of Jehovah's temple itself had not yet been laid. And they proceeded to give money to the cutters and to the craftsmen, and eatables, and drink, and oil to the Sidonians and the Tyrians, to bring cedar timbers from Lebanon to the sea at Joppa, according to the permission granted by Cyrus the king of Persia to them. And in the second year of their coming to the house of the true God at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jehozadak, and the rest of their brothers, the priests and the Levites, and all those who had come out of the captivity to Jerusalem started. And they now put in positions the Levites from 20 years of age upward to act as supervisors over the work of the house of Jehovah. Accordingly, Jeshua, his sons, and his brothers, and Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, stood up as one group to act as supervisors over the doers of the work in the house of the true God. Also the sons of Henadad, their sons and their brothers, the Levites. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of Jehovah, then the priests in official clothing, with the trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with the cymbals, stood up to praise Jehovah according to the direction of David, the king of Israel. And they began to respond by praising and giving thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness toward Israel is to time indefinite. As for all the people, they shouted with a loud shout in praising Jehovah over the laying of the foundation of the house of Jehovah. And many of the priests and the Levites and the heads of the paternal houses, the old men that had seen the former house, were weeping with a loud voice at the laying of the foundation of this house before their eyes, while many others were raising the voice in shouting for joy. Hence the people were not distinguishing the sound of the shout of rejoicing from the sound of the weeping of the people, for the people were shouting with a loud shout, and the sound itself was heard even to a great distance.